It's an early cool summer morning in San Francisco Airport's taxi lot. The lot is situated in the opening of a spiral parking structure where planes fly low as they pass to and from the airport. There are about 50 taxicabs here and at least 4 different languages being spoken. San Francisco has been the testing grounds for many of Silicon Valley's latest innovations. Noor Assu has been driving a taxi for over 30 years to support his family and is an immigrant from Algeria. He says he has to work longer hours for less money because of the changes in technology.
Taxi drivers, some of them, they work 24 hours. They sleep here.
San Francisco is again the testing city for Silicon Valley's latest curveball to the taxi community.
As night falls on the streets of San Francisco, these fully electric cars are gearing up for a takeover.
Cruise and Waymo are the two companies offering driverless rides in San Francisco. They use sensors, cameras, and artificial intelligence to make real-time decisions to predict what other cars, bikes, and pedestrians are going to do. Kwame and Tom Tren are both taxicab drivers. Kwame is from Denmark and Tren is from Vietnam. They both say that self-driving cars are a threat to their American dream.
What should I do in the future?
Go back to our country. What are we going to do here? Go back to the farm.
No, I sacrifice myself on this country. No. I work hard for this country. But you know, I serve for this country.
To Assu, the driverless cars symbolize his invisibility.
They think we are not a human.
For now, Cruise and Waymo are still experimenting in San Francisco and only accept rides from a select group. And no one knows when they will be open to everybody, or how much they will cost, and what their presence in San Francisco will look like when they are officially operating. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Brianna Heaney.